keeping up a steady, proficient evolution. One of the problems with this phase of our operation is complacency. Now, when you start off new and you get there, there's a lot of adrenaline still going, and people do the thing and do it properly. Then it gets to be routine, and then people get complacent, and then someone gets killed. It's as simple as that. Now, yesterday, we on the flight deck, we had some very close ones. We had a couple of airplanes floating around without anyone in them, and we succeeded in putting the shuttle through a fueling hose on attached to a helicopter. These are the things that I'm talking about. When you think you got it whipped, when you think it's all routine, stand by, you're going to get hurt. So for everyone on this ship, from right down in the bilges to the top of that signal bridge, you people stay alert and stay ahead. For those of you that are in supervisory positions, make sure people are alert. Now, last night we completed a very successful replenishment with the Wabash. It ended about 3:15 this morning. We're going to fly today until sunset, and then we're going to join up with Wabash again and go till about 3:15 again tomorrow morning. Upon that completion, we have the white planes now in the area, and then we'll start unwrapping with her, and it's going to take, I believe, at least two long unwraps similar to the ones we've had with the Wabash. The male situation, we've launched a C-2 to Diego Garcia today, but the male plane does not arrive in Diego Garcia until around 1600, 1630 this afternoon, so I do not expect any mail from that area. The white planes have about 6,000 pounds of mail. I'm sure there's a lot of garbage mail on there, but there might be some letter mail, and with a little bit of luck, we'll be able to helo that aboard before sunset tonight. Have a good day, and above all, have a safe day. This is the captain out.